Welcome, Aries, to our little fireside chat here. And we're going to talk a little bit about this full moon coming up. Now, this moon, even though we are in Cancer season, this moon is in Capricorn, okay? Now, Capricorn is very task-oriented, methodical, right? However, they can also be restrictive, obsessive. I don't mean that for the sign Capricorn, just the energy of Capricorn, okay? So, we're going to talk a little bit about what this full moon means for you, Aries, and I'm going to do a little channeling first. And while I'm doing that, we could talk a little bit about the reading. So the reading for Aries, that messages do we have for the star seed of Aries? Is Aries need to let go? We're going to talk about what the heart of the matter is. Okay? What's challenging you? What's coming to help you? Let's talk maybe a little bit about the root of the problem, the issue, okay? All right, so Aries. That is your channeled message. Right now, we're going to take a look in here and see what we can see. I'll tell you what I see. There could be a potential for an explosion of some kind, and this could be not just physical, but you know, emotional, all right, or just a big upheaval. Also seeing what kind of looks like a golf club to me. I don't know if that means anything to anyone. I have no idea what that means. There appears to be a little snake in here, okay? Hidden in tall grass. This is like trying to figure out an ink blotter, you know, and like, alright, let's turn it over here and see what else we have. Season number one, the number eight, a six or nine indicating Cancer. We are in Cancer season. There could be something this looks like a donkey or a horse right here. Kind of looks like Eeyore, to be honest. Okay, so once again, Aries, that is your channel drawing, okay? take a look at it, and you can, if you see anything I did not, I just saw a shell as I'm looking. Okay, like a seashell. Alright. There are three posts here. You know, three darker defined lines. This could have to do with boundaries. Got a face in there, I see now. Yikes, yeah, I do. That could be like, he's holding a fish right over here. Okay, so let's get into your reading here a little bit, Aries. For those of you listening on the podcast, if you want to see that, it will be available on YouTube at Real Talk Tarot with April, okay? And I do post videos over there from time to time. And I am doing that right now for this full moon. Okay, so Aries, let's see what Spirit has to say here. All right, so Spirit, where is Aries standing right now, right here, right now, at this full moon in July? Messages you have for Aries. Show me Aries energy, please. Aries, you have the Ace of Swords and the Page of Pentacles reversed. Okay. There's something from your childhood that would not allow you to own up to things, okay? For whatever reason, out of fear, shame, guilt, whatever the reason, you have the Ace of Swords, the Page of Pentacles reversed, okay? This is the root of your problem, right here. So, Spirit, what is opposing Aries? What is a challenge? What is presenting a challenge? Opposition? For Aries. At the time of this full moon reading, what does Aries need to know about this childhood? Facing the truth, okay? So, what's opposing you is betrayal, alright? This indicates to me that maybe somewhere in your childhood, you... we have the Ten of Swords here. There's a chance that you were a scapegoat for someone else, or you covered for someone else. This may not be about you not facing your own stuff. This might be about you. And to save other people, okay? And this is what it got you, right here. Alright, so what's coming in to help Aries Spirit? What is coming to help Aries? What's coming to help the starseed of Aries? Okay, so it might be time to examine this childhood of trauma. Alright, or even in your adult years. I'm covering something up for someone else. What's coming in to help is coming in from out of the cold. Alright. So after this backstabbing and betrayal here, there's a need for you to come in out of the cold. That is something I think Spirit is working on right now. That is going to help you heal, alright? Maybe the truth will be found out about, you know, it's kind of, it might let you off the hook in a way, so to speak. Alright, what action should Aries, what is the advice for action? The Star and the Ace of Cups reversed. Okay, so Spirit does not want you to give up on to give up on your dreams, and if that has to do with love, the Spirit wants you to start pouring into your own cup, Aries. Okay? Be the defender of yourself and your own best interests here. What is a potential outcome for Aries Spirit? Potential outcome. Yeah, you're going to make the decision to be true to yourself. You're coming out of anxiety and stress, Nine of Swords reversed. Because you're going to make that decision, take the blindfold off. You're seeing that you're defending and doing things for people who would never do that for you. Okay? You've invested energy into. Now, what you might have to look into here is your reason for doing so, okay? And I don't think it's necessarily just a martyr like syndrome. Aries, just you could have your own selfish reasons for this. You know, maybe you want to be a savior, okay? And it ended up hurting you and leaving you out in the cold, and you got stabbed in the back. Your dream was not fulfilled here. So I don't know if it was a need for acceptance, or if you were actually only feeding your own ego, Aries. But this Capricorn moon is, kind of heavy, it's kind of serious, so we have to look at ourselves, okay? All right, let's put a couple of emotional cards down here for you. We're going to see. So, Spirit, for Aries on this full moon, as they release this need to be a savior, and examine their motives for that, and then go back even deeper into why that is, what has triggered this, this old wound in you, so that it could be brought out to heal. Reflection, okay? So yeah, obviously you've done a lot of reflection. I don't know if you guys can see that or not. There it is in the corner of the screen right by the lamp. A little red spider has come to join us. So again, that could be a message. Okay. Spiders are about weaving webs. Now this could, it could be deception, but it could also be, weaving strands together to create a common cloth, all right? Let's get another oracle card here. This is from the Prism Oracle. Let's see what are the messages we have for Aries, please. Alright, so what's opposing, emotionally, what's opposing Aries? What is emotionally opposing Aries growth? Aries emotional growth. Space. Okay, that could have been that feeling of abandonment or being left out. Right? Maybe you feel like, there's too big of a gap to be bridged between you and whatever this situation here is. You know, maybe too much time has gone by, too much has been left unsaid. Maybe certain people depend, expect, there's expectation here of how you will respond, which would be in a helpful way, of course, right? And some people might take advantage of that, Aries. Right? What's coming to help? What emotion or energy is coming to help Aries? What is coming to help Aries emotionally? What energy or shift of energy? Determination. Okay, so, well, that's no problem for an Aries now, is it? No. Alright. So Aries, you will be determined. Once you become conscious, I think you're going to regroup and you're going to, you're going to receive these messages from Spirit. And there's a moth. There's a white Spirit right there. Okay, Aries. What Alright, now what action, what physical action can Aries take, Spirit? Then we'll get an outcome and then we'll wrap up this read here. For the Starseed of Aries, please. Abundance. Okay, so Aries, I think you're going to be focused on, again, your own happiness, all right? Taking control and accountability for your own life and allowing others to do the same. And not being concerned with the outcome. Just staying focused on your own. Right, Aries, so that's what I have for you for this full moon, July 13th. I hope you enjoyed this message. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.